It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
There we go.
Yeah, thank you.
We got the, what did we call it?
Podcast?
Yeah, that's what we call it. We got to do the podcast. And that's her job, is to remind me to start it. And
that's right. All I have to do is point.
And she achieved her job.
I did my job. White.
So she gets a raise today.
I do.
Yeah. She has I got a quarter back there on the table.
You can call someone.
You can get it. Yeah. Our friends from the community, by the way, Greater Texas County Young Professionals. We got Russell and Libby here. And their big event is coming up this Friday evening, Friday night, downtown Texas County. It's Destination Downtown. Correct?
Correct.
All right. I got that right. And I got their names right. So I'm doing 100%. Yeah. So the event is just a few days away, Friday evening, so obviously getting your ticket before they're gone is of a priority for this. We'll get into talking about all the different things that are going to be going on, but if they want to get a ticket to come downtown and have a lot of fun, how do they do that?
Yes, you can visit us on our Facebook page, or they can go ahead and just Google Destination Downtown Texarkana, and they will find our Eventbrite link, and all the details will be there.
All right, and tickets are?
$45.
Now, she's going to explain. Yeah, she's going to explain now what all you get.
Yeah.
For that $45.
You come on down. You give us $45. You'll
go, that's nothing.
A wristband.
A wristband.
Yes. Now,
and so much more. But no, you're going to find it's very well worth that and more. Tell us about what's going to be going on. I know you show up at 6 o'clock at Verona's, right?
Well, on the corner of the street right there.
The corner of the... Okay.
Yes.
Close to it.
Close to it. Right there. Right.
You'll see the crowd gathering.
Amen. Yes, all you right. will. And we have that whole street blocked off. Uh-huh. We'll have lots of markers and everything there.
All right. So what are y'all going to do right after that?
Right after that, we go to Verona's, we go to Hopkins, and we go to Cross Ties, where we get food and drinks unlimited, basically.
At each location.
Yeah.
And there's going to be music going on.
There's music, right?
Correct.
Two different bands.
Uh-huh. We have Hindu Hounds and Dusty Rose Band.
All right. Hindu Hounds, where are they going to be at?
They're going to be at Hopkins Ice House.
All right. So you'll stop there, and then you'll venture on down eventually to Cross Ties, and that's where Dusty Rose Band's going to be.
Yes, yes, yes. Our big grand finale with Pecan Point and B&J's catering within there.
Wow. Fantastic. Yeah. This is going to be fun.
It does
sound
like. We're
going to bring a little picture of JW, and we'll all take selfies.
Yes,
yeah.
I can't wait.
I think that'll be awesome, don't you?
I agree.
Yeah, I'll be working on Friday night at my other side job.
But we'll just have you posing in the background awkwardly.
Well, sure, that's fine.
I think that'll be fun.
Just as long as you don't make me look too bad.
No.
Only a little bad.
Yeah, just a little
just
bad.
You
can do that.
Way better than the logo bad.
Because I would love to be able to be there because it sounds like it's going to be and the weather is going to be absolutely perfect, I think, from what I see on the forecast. Not going to be cold. I mean, it's not going to be too sticky.
No.
It's not going to rain. It should be just right. As they say, it's going to be the old Goldilocks. It's just right.
Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce weather. There you go. They should relate to that. Do you know what Chamber of Commerce weather is?
It's good for everybody.
There we go.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like the perfect, the Chamber of Commerce would send out, this is the great weather that we have in Texas, Canada. You know, like maybe 50s at night, low 70s during the daytime, sunshine. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's perfect. That's Chamber of Commerce weather.
Obviously.
And so hopefully
like
we'll
our events.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have the Chamber of Commerce weather for that on Friday. So you get so much and food and drink at each location, music, entertainment, and you're in that entertainment district, you're going to be walking from each location and they're all pretty close together. So it's just going to be a whole lot of fun. So once again, you need to get those tickets as soon as you can and be there at 6 o'clock on Friday night. Let's take a break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back. We want to talk more about what Greater Texas County Young Professionals do, who can be involved in that, all the various activities that they've already done this year and what they've got going on as we head into this fourth quarter. We'll talk more with Russell and Libby coming up on The Pig. We call it the best and most country for a reason. 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. It's the morning show with John, Anna, and friends. And, of course, this would be news time brought to you by DeLauder's Grocery and Mall. And since 1977, they've been your home-owned grocery store. And they have got a tremendous meat market there where you can get the best meat around. Right, Anna?
Yes, sir.
She's going to get some soon to make some of her fantastic A-No. 1 meatloaf.
Yes, I will.
But right now, we continue talking with Russell and Libby from the Greater Texas County Young Professionals. They've got Destination Downtown going on Friday night.
I love this event.
Where you can You get to walk around the entertainment district, go to about three or four locations,
right,
and enjoy food, drink, music, and then the Dusty Rose Band will top it off at Cross Ties to finish it off. It's going to be a blast, and the weather is going to be just downright perfect for it. But right now, we want to talk a little bit more about Greater Texas County Young Professionals. It is something that has been started. Do you know how many years it's been in going? Just a few? Couple? Several?
Around.
That's a good question.
Yeah, we've been around for a few years.
Yeah.
This year we were kind of like a rebrand,
picking up the momentum.
Yeah, revitalization, bring the momentum back.
Yeah,
really help.
Yeah,
about Texas County.
And there's no specific age, but you know, it's, you know what a young professional is. So it's kind of like once you get college or out, you need to get involved and keep going.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. But you guys help out so many different things. You talked about that you do some scholarships and things that we haven't talked about a lot, so go ahead.
Yeah, we do scholarships in the spring for local high school students. This year we gave out 3 scholarships with the help from Commercial National Bank. They helped us raise some money for that. So the 3 ladies that did it were amazing. It's merit-based, so it's not just on academics. You got to have some leadership qualities.
Good.
And different things like that.
All right. And besides that, we know that each quarter you try to pick out a specific organization to help out, because they're helping out people in Texas County. You're helping them out. It's kind of a domino effect.
Yes.
Tell us all the things you've done here in 2020 so far.
We've done a lot in 2020 so far. So the first quarter we started out with Texas County Animal Shelter. We did a food drive for them, a volunteer day. Second quarter was Randy Sam's. We raised some money for them through our golf tournament and some Facebook events. We also, during COVID, we did gift cards for your nurses, try to help out our frontline
people there.
Oh, that's good. There.
Thank you.
this summer, we did another Facebook drive to help out our servers with the food industry hurting. So we did some gift cards for some different servers around town, have people promote that. Third quarter, we just finished up with Habitat for Humanity of their Nail a Stud project. That was a lot of fun. We ended up helping them raise about $10,000 for the next build.
Uh-huh.
And then fourth quarter, we're doing Friends for a Cause.
So that's another good organization. All right. So, yeah, you're working on fourth quarter right now. And there were a lot of nice-looking and fun decorations on the studs.
Yes.
Yeah,
the studs were pretty. They were out there. Some of them were pretty funny.
They were very, very out there. But they were good. So that's all great, and it goes in the home. But, help out. Help out and get involved with Greater Texas Young Professionals, because they're helping out so many different organizations and people. And it's all about making Texarkana the best place it can be for the future. And you guys, as I continue to say, are the future, and people like you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why they should come to Destination Downtown. Go ahead and dip their toes in it. You know, get to know the people.
Get to know the fun part.
Yeah, exactly. As well as supporting those businesses downtown.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Downtown is coming back, as they say, finally.
Yes.
After so many years, they got the right formula going down there, and people are investing. The entertainment district was a great idea, and it's all coming together. And the more if you haven't been down there recently and you haven't experienced the entertainment district or the things that are hopping and popping down there, you'll be shocked and surprised at what a difference it used to. For a long time there, it was just like, why would I go downtown? But it's a whole different ballgame
now.
When
I first moved here, it was like, there's nothing down here.
But now there is, and it's getting more and more all the time.
Yep.
And this is a great way to kind of check it out if you haven't done so far, and have fun and help out a great cause. You guys stick around, because we're going to play a little game like we always do.
Yes.
And then we'll kind of wrap up the event that's going on Friday night. You're listening to The Pig, 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you have to do is download the app. You can take the radio station with you wherever you go, right, Anna?
That's right.
What are all the features they got on there? Why should they get the app?
Well, it is... I told you I can't talk today.
So, the app is a great thing to have, because it's a reflection of our website. I've been doing digital all morning.
Yeah, that's your problem. You're so distracted by the digital. It's like I'm in here by myself this morning.
I'm sorry, John. So
the app is a
wonderful thing, because it's a reflection of our website. You can also see what songs are coming up and what events are coming up in our community.
All right, Anna, thank you for that brilliant report. No, I'm just messing. Just messing with you, but you are distracted this morning. Just know that about it. Dixie Chicks, Landslide, and it's on The Pig. Turn it up. The best of us country is right here at 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. Milwaukee Credit Union, sponsor stronger, smarter, and Sensible, with three locations to serve you. We've got Russell and Libby from Greater Texas County Young Professionals talking about Destination Downtown, and we'll kind of go over that again here in just a moment. But you do have to play a game since you're here, and today happens to be, I didn't pick it, it's just here, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Of course we are, yes.
So, if you get 4 out of 5 right, you get to move on to the sixth grade. If you get less than 4 out of 5, I guess you're sticking around and doing another fifth grade year.
All right.
I would like to note that Russell and I did not make it last time. So, we're really hoping for the best this time around.
I haven't really looked at them, but I can tell by scanning it, there are no math questions today.
Well, good. Today, no,
that ought to, although there are some numbers in there, okay?
I know.
But it's not really math. What was the first day of the 20th century?
Oh, we've had a big discussion about this.
Was that A, January 1st, 2000, B, January 1st, 1900, or C, January 1st, 1901? First day of the 20th century.
We've had a big debate about this. I know what they think the answer is.
Well,
I think it was the first day of 1900.
Well, they say it's 1901, but I still agree with you guys.
What?
Yeah.
Technically, by all these technocrats, it's 1901. They say it doesn't begin until the 01.
No, but on the first second,
no,
it started.
Yeah,
I feel like
century.
Y'all feel like when it's 1900 or it's 2000, it begins a new century.
I think that's a silly question. Mm. We should
cancel.
We should protest.
We're counting that one right for you.
Okay.
I make an executive decision. That's right.
All right.
Are right.
We protest.
The Lewis and Clark expeditions, you did do history, didn't you?
Some.
Okay. The Lewis and Clark expeditions were commissioned by whom? Okay, who commissioned those adventures there?
You know this.
A, Thomas Jefferson, B, Queen Isabella, or C, George Washington. Who commissioned the Lewis and Clark expeditions? They went out west.
Yeah. Even I know this.
Well, you would know that because it's near Canada.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes.
You,
I agree.
Do you
with
agree,
that.
Libby?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whatever he says.
Yeah. Whatever he says is right. Thomas Jefferson. Which of the following was not written by Mark Twain?
Okay.
A, Huckleberry Finn. B, Gulliver's Travels, or C, Life on the Mississippi. Which one was not written by Mark Twain? Huckleberry Finn, Gulliver's Travels, or Life on the Mississippi?
Gulliver's Travels.
I go with
Libby
her.
Says Gulliver's Travels. What do you say?
We all concur with
you
her.
Guess what, Libby? You're right.
Woo-hoo!
Y'all are on a row. What is an antonym for beautiful? Is that A, ugly, B, pretty, or C, gorgeous?
Yeah.
Ugly, she says.
Opposite.
And she says right. It is ugly. All right, here we go. Final question. What species can live both on the water and on the land, or in water and on the land? Is that A, reptiles, B, amphibians, or C, mammals? Who can live both? What'd you say?
Amphibians.
We go with him.
Do you agree there, Libby?
Yeah, we agree.
Yes, I do.
Guess what? You guys are going all the way to the sixth grade.
Oh, my goodness. We've earned back the right.
Yeah, even if it technically on the first one, you still made it.
I want to write them and say that's a dumb one.
Yeah, I think you were pretty perfect on that, so y'all did wonderfully. All right, once again, the big event is Destination Downtown. It is this Friday night,
Who's
the 23rd.
Who's the big sponsor for this?
Yeah, thank you.
Our big sponsor is State Bank.
All right.
So
thank you, guys.
Go reach out to Jason Ross out there. Get all of your banking needs done.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you for helping them out. This Friday evening, 6 p.m., you're going to gather at the corner intersection there near Verona's.
Correct.
And once again, in maybe 30 or 40 seconds, tell us what all is going to be happening on Friday night.
We will be going to Verona's, to Hopkins, and to Cross Ties, in which we have live music from Hindu Hounds, Dusty Rose Band, and we will have drinks and food available for everybody.
All right. So each location is going to have drinks and food. You're going to have some entertainment, live entertainment, and then you'll finish at Cross Ties with the Dusty Rose Band.
Correct. And as soon as people buy that $45 ticket, they don't have to worry about anything. They just show up and we give it everything.
So all that for just that one price.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Entertainment,
it's an adventure.
Fun, food, drink for one night, and the weather's going to be perfect for it. So We need people. It's getting down to the very end here.
So
you got to
get
your tickets.
You got to hurry. Precisely.
All right. What do they need to do to get their ticket for Destination Downtown Friday night?
Go ahead and follow us on Facebook or go ahead and Google Destination Downtown Texarkana, and they'll find our event page with all the details and all the tickets.
All right. Going to be a great time. Hope everyone gets involved. And once again, if you want to be involved with as far as being a member of Greater Texarkana Young Professionals, check out their page. Get involved. You'll find out you're doing a lot of neat things, a lot of fun things, and helping out make Texarkana future what it can be. So thank you. Once again, we always love having Russell and Libby come in and join us. Y'all have
thank
a great day
guys.
And a great event on Friday night.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.